Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more. All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
Strumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere. Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
slide.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I, oh,
1057 CFW.
Some whiskey drink, you drink some vodka drink, you drink some
to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
Okay, so I love making her laugh, right? And I don't even think she knows she does this, but like...
Tell us what you love about her.
When something cracks her up, she always reaches and grabs my arm, you know? This kind of thing.
At Lasker Jewelers, we'll show you exactly what she'll love almost as much as she loves you.
And it always makes me smile because it's like she wants to give the laugh to me. It's like, I don't know, like she's making sure I feel the same thing she does. Maybe. I can't put my finger on it, but that's like our secret language.
I'm Nicole Lasker.
And I'm Liz Lasker. And our family store has been Eau Claire's home for hearty yeses to big adventures for almost a century.
And when you ask her with a Lasker, chances are you'll get a hearty Lasker's yes.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
Before you ask her...
She's got a great laugh.
Lasker.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money, until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Governor Tony Evers have announced $174 million in state funding for road projects over the next 5 years. The funding will be distributed through the Local Roads Improvement Program, a reimbursement program that can cover up to half the cost of improving deteriorating roads. Wisconsin will also receive $200 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law to fund more than 150 projects improving the state's roads and bridges. A Bloomer man accused of shooting at two rural Eau Claire homes has been officially charged. Brandon Flannery was arrested in July after law enforcement authorities received reports of gunshots along Town Hall Road. When officers arrived, they allegedly pulled Flannery over and found a rifle, empty beer cans, and 42 empty shell casings in his car. They also found bullet holes in two nearby homes, but nobody was reported injured. Flannery was charged with recklessly endangering safety and operating a gun while intoxicated.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday. We'll mix in just a few high clouds, otherwise light northwest winds. Highs will reach the upper 70s. Tonight, more clouds across the area, lows in the mid-50s. A mix of clouds and sunshine Monday, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 58.
CFW. She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother.
1057 CFW.
We know they won't win. cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rock. And they up right and it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Oops, I'm live.